Okay. Maya's texting. Hold on.
I'm ready. Okay.
Hi, Maya Daniels.
Hi, Andrew.
How are you?
You know, I'm swell.
Swell?
I'm swell.
Swanky and swell.
Mm-hmm, always.
Mm-mm-mm.
Are you ready for this week's topic?
What is this week's topic?
You're going to have some things to say about it.
What is it?
Myers-Briggs personality test.
Oh.
I know you hate it, which is exactly why I wanted to talk about it.
Oh. Ooh, you should have given me warning. Okay.
Should we start with why you hate it, or should I start off just telling the audience about
what it is? Do the general information. I don't know if this is a super well-known thing, necessarily.
Okay. So, I guess it sort of became popular for me, I want to say senior year, and everyone's like, I'm INFP, I'm ENTJ, I'm like, what does that even mean, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I was curious, and there's this website called 16personalities.com, and you go on it, and you answer all these questions, and they basically tell you information about you yourself, and they kind of put you in a category. For example, I'm ENTJ.
And they're four letters.
Yeah.
So the first one's like E versus I, introvert, extrovert.
But I am like the commander. It sort of means that I have a big personality and I'm less in tune with my feelings, but I'm really good at leading things, which I can get behind.
Sounds good to you.
But essentially what happened is there was this psychologist in the 1920s. His name was Carl Jung, and he came up with this idea that people have specific types, which are what those letters are.
Okay.
And you can sort of classify yourself into those types. But then in the 1940s, there was this mother-daughter duo, Isabel and Catherine Myers-Briggs, and they had no like official training, but they wanted to expand on this guy's theories. And so they created the Myers-Briggs personality test,
okay,
which actually they used because so many women were coming into the workforce, like during the war while everyone was off fighting. Mm-hmm. They used this so women can kind of be like, okay, what do I do? Because women had never really worked in the workforce before.
That's interesting. I didn't know that.
Yeah. So it sort of helped them find a purpose, I guess.
Uh-huh.
So I think that's really unique. And so they expanded on that. And now 85% of companies like use this to hire people.
So they have like new employees take the test and think, oh, you're a manager or you're a...
Yeah. I mean, not saying that everything is like your job application is contingent upon this test.
But
people like keep it in mind.
Use this as a way to deal with people.
I was talking about this in my organizational communication class, which is essentially sort of like a business class, how to work in a business environment. And my professor started talking about how it's really important that people take this and it's a good indicator of how workers will work.
And like, this is a psychology professor?
This is a communication professor who's like worked in huge companies.
Fascinating.
Mm-hmm. So what do you think about Myers-Briggs?
Okay, so Maya Daniels. This is the kind of thing, and occasionally we like to stray away from topics that are sort of polarizing. And I really don't mean to be insensitive about anything. And so having said that, let me explain myself.
Okay, please do.
Myers-Briggs is more or less just a way of categorizing people.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it is my belief, and I think it should be everyone's belief, but your mileage may vary, that categorizing people is like one of the worst things that humans do. And there's a lot of reasons to it. It's very convenient. Like, it's nice to think, oh, well, this person, even just like in the college structure majors and stuff, you know, that's when you meet someone at a party, you say, hi, well, you know, what year are you and what's your major, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's just a really easy way to sort of get to a sense of somebody really quickly, just by what you're interested in studying. You know, if someone says, I'm interested in biological sciences, it's very different than I'm interested in psychology or something like mm-hmm. that. But when it comes down to it, I think this sort of putting yourself into a box kind of categorizing sort of thing, as I've talked about with you before, it is in a lot of cases really convenient to think, oh, well, I'm this sort of person, so I do these sort of things. And so especially when you're insecure about yourself and you're working through some things and trying to figure out who you are in this big world, it can be very convenient to say like, okay, well, I'm this person, so I'm going to do this. And I listen to this kind of music and I do this sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I think ultimately the strongest people I know are the ones that are hard to categorize. And I think that's like a really great strength, is to be really multifaceted and hard to figure out. Because that's ultimately, people are multifaceted and hard to figure out. And the more people embrace that, I think the better. And so when you get into Myers-Briggs, it's what bothers me so much, because I don't mind. I mean, I kind of like horoscopes. I sort of like the kind of, you know, fun of just like, here's a little something about yourself that you didn't know before. Mm-hmm. And even if it's totally stupid, who really cares? You know, it's just sort of fun for fun. But what so bothers me about Myers-Briggs is that, and people talk about this like it's a religion. You know, they think like, oh, well, I only want to date people who are ENTJs.
Right.
And, oh, MWKSs, those sort of people are like, those are my people. And things like that. And so then that's sort of fun, right? And then it gets taken even further to this extreme of, oh, well, when you enter this job at a Fortune 500 company, oh, well, you took this personality test. So you are actually not really a manager type of personality. You're actually this sort of role. But it's like, so what? Maybe I want to be a manager type of personality. You know, just to categorize people in that way. I mean, there are worse types of categorizations that have happened throughout history that we can talk about, I suppose. But I just think it is totally backwards and completely unhelpful to limit people to a certain personality type.
Which I think I agree with everything you're saying, is I don't think it's good to limit yourself to one specific thing.
Mm-hmm.
And there are definitely way worse, you know, ways to categorize people.
Yeah.
You know, like race, gender, sex, all that. It's very complicated. This I see is very harmless, but I think it can be harmful if the person reading it does that to themselves, which yeah. I've heard you do.
Okay, well, here's another thing that I didn't mention, is that I have a totally sucky personality type, according to 16personalities.com, and I want a refund. And I think if I, and now I'm hesitant to do it again because I would know to pick different things because I'm so upset with my own personality type. I'm the debater. Apparently, I'm all about logical reasoning, and if you can't logically talk about your thoughts, then you need to go die in a hole, and you're not worth talking about. And I just think, if you're a debater, this personality type, total asshole. And I don't want to be a debater. I mean, maybe I am as I'm debating this right now.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, maybe I think, oh, these are sort of unappealing traits. And instead of just taking this as a constant in my life, maybe I think, oh, maybe I need to work for being, you know, hearing people out more and, you know, representing, you know, hearing through different points of view.
Well, that's a positive then, right?
No, because
why?
It's a positive, that kind of mindset. But this whole idea of personality types completely negates that. It's like, well, there's nothing you can do about it. You are an introverted, wanting, judging person.
But, okay, so what if you read this type of thing and it tells you, yeah, you're an introvert, you are more in tune with your feelings and all this other thing. And you say, oh my gosh, like, yes, I've always been feeling like this, but I didn't know how to articulate this. This makes me feel better. Like, I don't see how that's a problem.
And so that's why I started with talking about not wanting to, like, say something controversial here. Mm-hmm. Because I do see the value in this sort of categorization.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, a lot of people are thinking, like, trying to find their way in this world. And so if you can do that through this, you know, somewhat arbitrary personality test, and that makes you take productive steps towards figuring out who you are, then I don't mean to disparage that. But I do think to be cautious with that sort of thing, because say the test says that you are uniquely suited for a certain type of activity,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, maybe if you thought about it some more, you would be interested in this other kind of activity. And if you don't constantly reassess your own wants and interests and traits and things like that, you'll never truly figure it out, and you'll be constantly limited by that. I don't know, just think about the, you know, we all know somebody who has maybe had to give a presentation in class and has thought, oh God, I can't give presentations. I just am not that person.
Mm-hmm.
And so I can see why it's sort of helpful if you're insecure about public speaking or something like that to think, you know, well, if this is just a normal way that humans are, that not everyone's good at public speaking, that doesn't mean I'm a lesser person. And I can see the value in that. But at the same time, maybe that person, there's value in public speaking for the person, and if they worked on it a little bit, they could get better. And so to give them this, like, constant, this is your personality type, and this is who you are for the rest of time, you were born this way, you're going to die this way, I just think it's completely unhelpful when we should be promoting that anything you want to do, if you want to do it, you can get better at it and work on it.
I agree, but I want to let listeners know who have never taken this, that these tests don't say that specifically. Like, the way that you are interpreting debater, they never said that. Like, you came up with those conclusions in your own mind, where, you know what I mean? So it's ultimately kind of up to the individual to interpret what these people are saying. And I don't think that these should be valid job hiring practices, where they should actually look at your resume and look at your history and that type of thing. Because ultimately, like, your actions are better predictors than a personality test. In saying that, I think everyone should take it and just kind of have fun with the synopsis. Like, why not? Okay. So, Andrew Coop, how do you feel about the Myers-Briggs personality test?
I personally hate it. I got a terrible personality. So, full disclosure, that's what I'm up against here. But I also do think that while probably intended to be harmless, and probably in most cases taken to be harmless, this sort of act ends up, you know, tapping into the sort of some of the most horrible human nature that we have. And take that with what you will.
Fair enough.
How do you feel about the Myers-Briggs personality test?
I think it's harmless, and I say, you know, why not? Don't take anything too seriously. Don't take anything in life way too seriously.
There you have it, folks. Well, we really help people today.
Mm-hmm. Go find out your personality.
You know, email us.
And like us on Facebook and Twitter.
Oh, I also have a YouTube video that says that the whole Myers-Briggs personality test is total garbage, scientifically speaking.
Oh, yeah, you can link that, too.
And I'll put that in there, too. But I don't even care about the science. I just care about the social construct of personality types.
Fair enough.
All right, goodbye.
Goodbye.